With all the snow the past few weeks, it's been tough getting to work on the freeway, and the situation is far worse for people who venture on the back roads. Today, a helicopter led Iron County Sheriff's deputies to a pair of elk hunters who'd been stranded in deep snow in the Hamilton Valley west of Cedar City last night.
The aircraft was from Southern Utah University Aviation. Without them, the search would have most likely been going on all day because of where they were at.
Iron County Sheriff's Lieutenant Del Schlosser says the two guys actually called 911 and provided GPS coordinates. They spent the night in their truck before the rescue today. This comes just a day after a coyote hunter in Box Elder County had to flag down a passing Union Pacific train for a rescue. Schlosser says too many people are underestimating just how hard it is to get around in the snow right now.
These two hunters make it a total of 14 people that we've done search and rescues for over the past 4 days. We would ask that people, if you're going in the backcountry, tell people where you're going, exactly where you're going. Have a time frame to check in with them. With the wind and the snow that's out there, we would not recommend people going there right now because the snow drifts are very deep and the snow's deep out there.
And everybody thinks, oh, nothing's going to happen to me. Well, the West has seen a string of successful search and rescues over the past month, including that Pennsylvania woman who walked 26 miles through a blizzard near the north rim of the Grand Canyon. Schlosser says if you happen to get stuck, there are a few steps you can take to stay alive.
The best thing for somebody if they find themselves in this situation is to stay with the vehicle. You're better off to stay with the vehicle. It's shelter. You can shelter in place. There's things there in the car that you could use to start a fire. If you leave the vehicle, the chances of survival do go down. Daniel Brown, just in 2016, walked away from a vehicle and froze to death because of the winter conditions that he left in. We would recommend highly to stay put, and if you do have a cell phone, keep it turned on. If you don't have reception, turn it on and off periodically so that we can try and locate you through GPS pinging through the cell phone companies.
And of course, it is a good idea to keep extra food and blankets in your car just in case.